Numbers 3:7 says, "And they shall attend to his needs and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of meeting to do the work of the tabernacle." Humility is essential for service. The Levites here were to be servants of others by doing the work of the tabernacle. In this, they serve the Lord. The Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, instructs us as disciples to be obedient in our service. And in whatever we do, we are to do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Jesus said himself that when we serve others, we serve him, and when we serve him, we serve the one who sent him, God the Father. The Levites here were the leaders along with Aaron and were to be the servants of all. A leader that is shaped and molded for the service of others must take on that cloak of humility. Not an ascetic humility, which is really the subtlest form of pride, but a genuine dying to self. J. Oswald Sanders once wrote, "Humility is not included in the prospectus of the world's leadership courses, where prominence, publicity, and self-advertisement loom large." However, in God's leadership course, humility and self-abasement is the primary lesson taught. And you cannot move on to the next course until this lesson is learned. There is no room for both you and the Lord on the throne of your life. In the Apostle Paul's life, it was pointed out that humility was a progressive quality that deepened within him through the passing years, and it should be progressive. I believe the higher you go in position and title, the lower you should become with your own view of self. This is the only way you will become like the Lord Jesus, who is the servant of all. And I leave you with some words from C.H. Spurgeon, who said, "The Lord pours most into those who are most empty of self. Those who have least of their own shall have the most of God's. The Lord cares little what the vessel is, whether golden or earthen, so long as it is clean and disengaged from other uses."